This is the Blockchain Billions podcast with your host, Henrik De Geer.
Today I'm speaking with Robbie Schreitner. Robbie, how are you?
Fine.
Robbie, who are you and what do you do?
My name is Robbie Schreitner. I'm from Austria, Vienna, and I basically work with blockchain for 1 year. 3 years, I studied about blockchain and technologies linked to it. And at the moment, I'm called myself blockchain influencer. I have a large LinkedIn crowd who follow me, all of them, most of them blockchain experts. And yes, we look not only on Bitcoin and its crazy development, but also focus on blockchain use cases.
How are you involved with blockchain?
I started all 3 years ago with smart energy grids. There the blockchain topic came up as one could not only build up money in the blockchain and ledgers, but also one could build up energy exchange, you know, kilowatts. Yeah. And that's how we started funding and investigating some projects, how we could build up a so-called energy blockchain. And that's where I also got infected with the blockchain virus, which really has me. And I see so many chances. And that's how I'm still involved and more. And people also follow me more and more interested.
Robbie, what are the biggest challenges and successes with blockchain?
Biggest challenges I see still, there's lots of questions to be solved in terms of speed, in terms of which system will be the best. Is the one system, do we have many blockchains or one, like one internet? And success so far is that I see people are touched. Yeah, people are, at least it's, people talk about blockchain and Bitcoin is really contributing to its popularity, but blockchain is much more. I see that there's so many really useful applications already in place, yeah, like land registry, like applications for health, for transferring money to poor people, relief aid, UN is doing that. And that's where I really see chances. Yeah.
Robbie, in your point of view, what will blockchain augment, change, or replace?
Some people say blockchain will replace banks, will eradicate big players. Maybe, but I'm not sure. Yeah. What I'm sure is that blockchain will change our way of handling data. Yeah. What we now have, centralized servers, Facebook, Uber, Airbnb, Booking.com. They all have the large servers and collect data. Also governments, banks. With blockchain, the idea is to have these databases distributed. Very shrinked data distributed on everybody's device with a super effective cryptographic coding. And that could lead to decentralized databases, which will bring new opportunities. And also, what will it change? It could change the way we transfer money. Yeah. My daughters say, yeah, but it would be cool because if I want money, I'd need just this small money for shopping. You can just transfer it directly. It will be fast and easy. That's why I like it. And so you see, even the younger crowd, they realize the chances. And replace, what it will replace, we'll see. We don't know yet.
How will people make money with blockchain?
I mean, if I put your question again, how will people make money with blockchain? At the moment, we have already some people who earned a lot of money with blockchain, with the very famous application of Bitcoins. And we also see, so that there are already some who were infected and who really made some money. In future, I see, of course, there will be this cryptocurrency hype will come back to normal. Yeah, there is no free lunch. Yeah, like I see these ICOs, they, for every startup doesn't do crowdfunding anymore, and we see changes in the investor scene going towards ICOs. Even the big ones go for ICO. Forbes reported that Sequoia, the big investor, Silicon Valley-based investor, is venture capitalist, is investing also in ICO, but this will end. And I think people will also make money by this, with these use cases. There is interesting application, for instance, there is SIM cards on blockchain. That could change a lot. Or this energy blockchain that could also work well. There are platforms for health. Even pharmaceutical companies are thinking about it. And there is also small companies could profit from blockchain applications when they build their own blockchains for e-gamers. And it's not only the big ones who will, it could be the small ones.
What advice do you have for those interested in the blockchain?
Advice. I mean, advice with cryptocurrencies, caution. Take care. Be very careful. It's really, currency trading is a risky business. And cryptocurrency trading is even riskier. So it's absolutely necessary to have a real proper due diligence on where do you invest your money in cryptocurrencies and what do you do. But if you go for ICOs and invest in ICOs, there in the form of ICOs, that's also very tricky. Here, one can look at and have the main question, is there a business behind already going on? In this case, this makes sense. An ICO makes sense when there are already a core business at the back. If it's just an ICO for the sake of collecting money for an idea, I would be careful. Just be careful. But if you're interested in blockchain and what your advice is, learn blockchain, learn the vocabulary, ICO, ledger, hash, nonce, and all this DLT and all this vocabulary. We have to learn all this vocabulary. It's a new language. And that's also a sign why this technology is so interesting and why I'm so enthusiastic about it. I feel blockchain will change the world. It will not change overnight, but it will definitely be there in many, many years. That I'm very sure. And that's why I'm so enthusiastic about it. And that's why I have so much fun also with blockchain. And it's really wonderful use cases.
Well, thanks, Robbie.
You're welcome, Henrik. Thank you very much. Hope the blockchain will continue.
For more on this, visit blockchainbillionspodcast.com. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out blockchainbillionsbook.com. Thanks for listening.